النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed imam must have the most knowledge, and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about this beautiful, although it's a little bit of a long conversation, between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and one of his companions, in which they're talking about the idea of absolute free will and absolute compulsion, and which one of the two is it? So we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, because it's a relatively long conversation, because the subject itself is also relatively complex and profound, it is not as simple as it is on face value, and that's why we have the guidance of the infallible and immaculate imams, which can help us to navigate through these stormy waters, you know, which can lead a person completely astray. Of course, over the course of a few programs, you know, we have realized that the Holy Quran is an evidence, and based upon the Holy Quran being a fundamental piece of evidence, the Holy Quran points us towards the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, and of course to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam themselves, the divinely appointed imams. And then we have realized that the divinely appointed imams, whatever we have taken from them, it must conform with the Holy Quran. And how incredibly important is the fact that these statements that we have should be conformed with the Holy Quran. And if something clearly goes against what the Quran is saying, we cannot accept those traditions, regardless of whoever is the one who's saying this. And it is the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam who have taught us these things, of course, because they knew that over time there is the possibility that things might change, you know, but alhamdulillah, the Quran will never change. It is perfect. It is intact. And on the other hand, we find that there are countless traditions that we have which are correct and true and in conformity with the Holy Quran. Now, what's really interesting is even during the times of the previous imams, from the time of even Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that you have this group of people who are extremists, and they are known as the ghullat. And these ghullat, or people who are known as ghali, were individuals who took the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to a position of divinity. Now, yes, they were immaculate, they were infallible, they had miracles, they had access to unlimited knowledge and wisdom sourced in the Almighty Allah, but they had a tendency to start to take the imams alayhimus salam towards divinity, you know, meaning that they are all-powerful, or they are all-knowledgeable at all times, or, for example, they are the creators after the creator. Ascribing different, I guess you could say, the different tasks or the different responsibilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to creation, and they were mixing the line between the creator and the created, to the point where, you know, in some cases they even said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is God. So this was a serious problem throughout, you know, the eras of the different imams, including Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So what's really beautiful is in this conversation, as regards to compulsion and free will, we find that Imam al-Hadi, he talks to his companion, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam never exceed in their sayings the limits of the Holy Quran. He says, if traditions conform to the Holy Quran and agree with the proofs and the evidence of the Holy Quran, following these is obligatory. And the one who violates these traditions that are in confirmation to the Holy Quran and agree with the proofs of the Holy Quran, these are people of transgression, and these are people who are exceeding the limits. So once again, this idea that the imams, they speak according to the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran, of course, being the wahi and the revelation of the Almighty Allah. And so a very important point about the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran and their status, even though their status is incredibly exalted, they are the most perfect creations of the Almighty Allah. But of course, we must never blur the line between creator and created. And at the end, Allahu Alam. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.